WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. We have an incredible guest for you today. We have Diane Toth, who is currently the Director of Special Event Marketing and Planning with Live Nation House of Blues Myrtle Beach, where she has enabled a broad array of high-end events for the venue. She's a respected member and ambassador of the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corp, and a member and committee member of the North Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce Business Development Committee. And over the years, she has been a part of hundreds of events, from business, corporate meetings, to weddings, receptions, reunions, and golf outings. Diane's sales experience began with IBM and transitioned to event marketing and sales. Her passion for excellence in customer service has translated into high client satisfaction, which in turn has driven repeat business and customer referrals. She's living what we talk about here, folks, on the Humanity of Sales. Welcome, Diane. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I am fantastic. So excited to spend time with my Energizer Bunny friend here. Diane has even more energy than I do, if you can even imagine such a thing. Now, I want to just start right away with what we talk about here on the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I know that you do an amazing job of connecting with your clients on a personal level and getting, you know, a clear set of client needs and wants and figuring that out and how you can make these dreams happen. I'd like you to talk a little bit about what you do and how that comes back to you in more business.
Well, I believe the foundation of sales is the value of the individual. So value means I've got a story to tell, just like everyone has a story to tell. And I become a listener of their story. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, that's how we reach that high level of personal touch that everyone wants, not just a client, but a friend. Mm-hmm. Like yourself, we all like to listen to what people say and then feed off of that. Questions, characteristics of their life, you get to know that person and you get to feel their heart. And so I start every sale by listening, understanding their need, and understanding them as a person. And that way I can build on their vision.
Yeah, you know, you do such a great job. I love the way that you worded that, because I know that you listen to what they want and you create the vision, but you always do build on it, because sometimes you know what it takes. You know what you can envision beyond what they may even know is possible. So mm-hmm. Have you ever done one of those types of events where you created something that was amazing that nobody thought was possible? Can you tell us a story like that?
So there's a couple events that come to mind here at House of Blues. And one was last year, I hosted the U.S. Food Show at the venue. So I took the amazing concert hall and the Indigo Room and the gallery, and I turned it into chefs creating their vision of food and fun, right? Mm-hmm. Celebrating food. And I took them out of a convention setting, which is, four walls, and I put them in an environment of art and celebration and cooking and having fun and demonstrations. And the vision when we first walked was I remember the team looked at me from US Foods and they were, and which had a lot of exec chefs and the coordinator, and they were like, "Well, what's your vision?" And me, I'm a visionary. In here, I saw it all. I had it all like planned and lighting and all that. And they said, "Could you just like maybe put that on paper?" So I literally took vision boards and created the moment for them because they knew that it could be extraordinary, but they needed to see it. And so I thought way out of the box, and I took something that's never been done at a House of Blues and turned it into to an actual food show. It was fabulous.
It sounds amazing. I've major FOMO that I didn't get to see it, but it sounds incredible. And I love too that you have the capability of doing that. You're an artist too. Now, I'm always picked last for Pictionary, so I can't draw. I'm a visionary. I can envision it. But if somebody were to say to me, "Now you have to draw what you have in your head," I'm not sure it would come across the way that it did for you. So, how do you use your artistic talents in what you do?
So it kind of started from me growing up. So my father was in outdoor advertising. And so I grew up around a person that was very artsy, definitely a visual person, amazing with colors, creative. And he kind of built my youth and my life around that. And my sister went to Heron Art Institute. So I never had like the capability of sitting at a camp or a canvas and actually doing the drawing and all that. But in my mind, I could draw it all and it was perfect. So, we have apps for everything. So I literally can do that in my mind, and I can take and I can actually create it through the art of apps. But I had a very good base. It was my father and my sister, and both of them were beyond amazing in what they did. And I kind of followed footsteps there. I wanted to be a nurse. Believe it or not. And I studied to be a nurse, and then I moved my major to marketing and sales. So,
Okay,
yeah,
that's
that was
just a
quite a
that's an
change.
interesting jump. What
Yes.
was there something that happened that made you decide to do that?
So, both were very people-oriented, right? And I grew up thinking, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a specialty, like maybe do emergency, or I just want to be a nurse. And so I went to nursing school at Indiana, and about a year and a half into the program, I actually got very sick because emotionally I was so attached to my patients and the wings and the floor because I did clinical. That I couldn't separate that. I wanted to be the best that I could be for them and save them. But in medical field, you can't always save, right? And so I still had the people contact and all that that my heart is, right? But I couldn't follow through with that because I couldn't save them in an event and marketing. I can visualize and I can make it happen and execute it, and I can save them. Does that make sense?
It
So.
totally makes sense. As someone who has spent many years in meeting and events world, we save the day, right?
Yes.
Sometimes you save the day,
Save
literally.
the
Yeah.
day.
And you are someone who not just envisions, but you will have the planning to be able to say, okay, this is what should happen. But let's just say that doesn't happen. Let's have a plan B and C just in case so that you can come along and save the day so that you can help them and enthral them, right?
So it brings me to when I was a country club director and a member director at one of the fifth in the country private country clubs in Georgia. And I reported to the board of directors, which was the president of the club. And he would always do his events with us, which was perfect. We loved having him. It was an event for 250 people, plated. And 5 minutes before the buses were to arrive with the guest, we lost all electricity.
Oh no.
Every last bit of electricity we had, it was gone. And his planner was there. And I had a DJ there that, believe it or not, had LED lighting that didn't require plug-in. Okay. So we had lights everywhere. And that was kind of the mood of the night anyway. It was a cocktail party, like plated dinner service. So we had already kind of planned that. And so when the lights went off, we still have lighting. And we didn't have any form of generator. We didn't have any of that. I had a couple grills, okay, in a delivery area. I had an exec chef, a sous chef. It was a top end, club. So we had chefs. But we literally, I went to the planner and I said, "Listen, we have guests in 5 minutes. We will not tell Dr. Elgard that this event is not happening. We will make this happen. I have a plan and we will carry through with it." And she was like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Absolutely. The show
Yes,
must go on,
the
right?"
show
So
must go
I
on.
go running back there to the chef and I was like, "Listen, here's the deal. We need the grills. I need every one of your chefs out there. I need cocktail food ready for when those guests get here." So when it went down, they had half of it cooked. So we literally cooked the whole menu. Yep, the whole menu on grills. And we had it all done. And guess what happened?
Fantastic.
The lights came out.
Oh, the
So I ran to her and said, "We're all ready. Cocktails going out. The servers are ready. And we are serving." And the miracle of lights came up. And she looked at me. And from then on, that she's like, "There is not one thing that I don't trust you with. I will never come back and say, 'Oh my gosh, I need to check with Diana, make sure that's not.'" She's like, "You've got this.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to step away and watch the magic." So literally, it was. I remember looking at my chef at the end of the night and I said, "Carl, you are amazing. You are." And you know what? It's not about Diane. It's about your team.
Yeah.
And we had a plan and we stuck to it, but it just took every one of us. It wasn't just Diane making this beautiful plan. You have to execute it, and all your people have to be on the same page.
Right.
And
They
so
all have to trust you.
communication,
Yeah.
that's key,
Yes.
right?
It is.
Key.
Okay. So, we're about to go to our commercial break, but let's talk about that for a moment because part of the humanities of sales is it's not just how you take care of your customers and contribute to the community, but it's also how you take care of your people. And you said something, you said, you are amazing. So that uplifting, empowering, positive environment, and you mentioned communication is very important, right? Before we go to break, is there anything that you can think of that you believe that you'd like to share with our listeners about the importance of taking care of your people?
So one of the reasons that I came to work for Live Nation is because Live Nation believes in their staff and their people, and they are diverse. They're diversified. And as part of their logo is the heart. And so they lead with their heart and they lead first with their staff. And so since the time I started business 30 years ago, I said, I want to be that manager. I want to be that staff person. I want to be that employee that always is considerate and respectful and believes in the staff and the employees that I work with. And I know that, all of us have different levels of titles and all that. But guess what? We're all on the first level to me, because that's how it should be. We are here to do what's best for our company or our personal life, but I always look to my staff as being, number one with me. They're number one, and I would do anything for them. And if they're in the weeds, I'm with them. I'm right with them, because that's what we should do for all of our people, whether it be business or personal.
Oh, I so agree with you, Diane, and thank you so much. Listen, listeners, just take a very brief break. Stay with us, because on the other side, we're going to find a little bit more about that philosophy, that heart-centered philosophy from Live Nation House of Blues, Myrtle Beach, and Diane Toth. So join us on the other side of the break.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I'm Heather Hansen-O'Neill, and I am speaking right now with Diane Toth of Live Nation, House of Blues, Myrtle Beach. And before we went to the break, we were talking about that heart-centered philosophy about taking care of your people and how that contributes to the best outcome for the customers. And I'd like to just go a little bit deeper with the philosophy of Live Nation and, Live Nation House of Blues. Diane, tell us a little bit more. When you gave me the tour, I was very taken with this concept of oneness, of being connected, and you had mentioned inclusivity. So could you talk to that a little bit more?
So with Live Nation, we are not here to judge. They believe that everyone is united as one. So we all walks of life, and we accept, and we are there for each individual, no matter what they believe. And I love that, because we're not the person on this earth to have any judgment of any individual. So the foundation of that is so unique to me. And different, because not all companies respect that. Okay, so when I had my interviews, that was one of the things that I love the most, is the fact that we are one and we are united by many different walks, and that's okay.
I love that. That's one of the things that really spoke to me when we were chatting, and it sparked the idea, oh, we have to get Diane on the Humanity of Sales. So, I know you do a lot of networking. You belong to some local organizations. How important are the contacts that you make to achieving success in your career or to being able to do what you need to do?
Well, part of who we are as a business, being involved in the community should always be a priority. Being part of different groups has given me the opportunity to accept them to House of Blues and do their events, and it's benefited me. with respect to my work. But I have to say, my biggest reward is getting to know each and every one of them and knowing what their heart is. And all of those organizations believe in the community, the big business, the small business, the mom and pop shops, and they're there for them. They are there to service them. And I couldn't ask for a better opportunity and a group of people to learn and to get to know than who I work with in the community. I did a recent event with Myrtle Beach called Substitutes for Santa, and I literally, after that event, and I had my assistant with me, we both worked that event. And it was giving back to our community of children in schools that were underprivileged and that maybe never had ever gone shopping. And we took them to Walmart on a shopping trip, and we each had a child, and it was so special. And got to mentor with them and share. And I mean, literally, it was the best night I think I've ever had at the beach so far since I've lived here. And it was, I just wept in the parking lot with my assistant after the kids got on the bus to go back to school. We just cried because it was so touching. And I will never not do that event. That will be a priority of me forever and ever until I take my last breath, because there is so much need. And just to hear them and share with them, well, here's the thing. I think that they needed us as much as I needed them. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. Yes.
I needed to have that around the holidays, and I needed that. There's so much that, it's gotten away from the holiday spirit and what we celebrate, and that brought it back to life. And
That's
that
the
sharing.
meaning of it. That's what it's all about. And sometimes we need to be reminded.
It was a beautiful night, and that was set up for, I think our director of the chamber, Shannon, had done that for 17 years. She had planned that event, and it's gotten really big and all that, but just an amazing experience. And I got to do it with all of my fellow chamber people, and I got to share it with my assistant, who is my right arm and a very good friend of mine. And it was a moment to remember.
And that stays with you. That moment stays with
Forever.
you, and it lights the way for other things that you do and other connections. I know how important those connections are to you as they are to me, and how you cultivate beautiful connections. And that's one of the reasons why you get so many people coming back, right? Is that part of what you do, those connection points? Do you think that's why, or do you think it's the events? I mean, what do you think is the special sauce?
I mean, literally, I try to treat people with respect and value the relationship that we have, whether it be my staff in previous life or previous companies or my clients. And a lot of my clients literally, like, could I just have dinner with you after the event? Or could we just still share? So I call them my touches. Like, don't you think, like, in life, you have a journey and you walk the path, right? But in life, without touches, where is your life, right? You can walk the path, but so I consider all of my clients like my touches. So they touch my heart, and hopefully I can touch theirs. And then that can help you in repeat business, or they say, okay, you did our wedding. How about you do my next daughter's wedding? Because we love you. So that brings you business, but it also brings you friendship for a lifetime that you never can replace that. So I call in my touches. Life's a journey through many touches.
I love it. That is so beautiful, Diane. And it's you. It's definitely you. Now, it's one of those periods of time where everything changes all the time. So how do you handle the unexpected?
So it does. Unexpected things do happen in your life. I mean, I'm a spiritual person, so I always look to the word, and the spirit of that. So, but you can never foresee the future, right? We don't know the future. I try to live every moment like it possibly could be my last because we don't know. And I try to handle that unexpected. I think one of my challenges was when my husband got so sick with pancreatic cancer. We are not here to question. We are here to try to figure out results. So I'm a logistics person, right? And a planner. I tried to look at what happened, even when the doctor said 5% chance of living. And I said, okay, I get that, but I'm gonna base my belief off of the 5% because I'm a positive thinker. And I still was prepared, but I always went to the positive side of my life. And I think when we have unexpected things that happen, we have to look to positive because when you look to negative, negative happens, right? So handling unexpected positive life through your journey, it's a win-win because even if it was something that happened and something happened to him, I was prepared for that because I knew that there was going to be challenges, but I wasn't going to give up because I believe that everyone can be saved. Everyone can be saved. I believe that.
And what you focus on expands. If you had chosen to focus on that 95%, it would be very different than when you choose to focus on that 5%. And you bring that. That's what you see, that's what you find. And it's how you impact the other people that you touch as well. So, Diane, oh my goodness, this has been an absolute joy spending time with you today. You light up the radio waves as well as those touch points with everyone that you have. Is there any last parting thing that you'd like to say before we head off?
Me just, follow your dreams for sure. Follow your dreams and, try to make your life passionate. Be passionate about what you do and have thousands of touches because that's what we should be doing in our lives. So, yeah, I think yes, live a positive life and just spread your wings and help out the community. Goodness, our community needs that.
That's right. So Diane is living the humanity of sales. Now, if you want a little bit more of this, make sure to join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WRNN Hot Talk 99.5, the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales. Brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.